Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Technology shares continue to rally. NASDAQ at another record, up 20 points today to 6169, up 0.3%. S&P 500 index down a point at 2400, down 0.1%. Dow Industrials down 2 points to 20,979, a drop there of less than 0.1%. The 10-year up 5/32, that yield 2.32%. Gold up 690 the ounce to 1236, up 0.6%. West Texas Intermediate crude lower by 1.1%, down 56 cents to 48.29 a barrel. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. Single-family home prices increased in 85% of metros in the first quarter from a year ago.
This may be due to the pent-up demand, housing demand, that developed during the downturn.
Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors.
We are seeing some leveling off in the percentage of young adults living with parents. And furthermore, we have seen that home ownership rate essentially beginning to creep up slowly. So I think that's an indication that some of the people who have been holding back now beginning to see that with sharp cooling market conditions, mortgage rate, even though it's higher, it is still historically attractive. So they want to strike while the interest rates still remain low.
Prices rose about 6.5% in Washington, D.C., New York and Boston, and 9.4% in San Francisco, but fell in Trenton, New Jersey and Binghamton, New York. That's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
This is Bloomberg Markets with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Zen Drive is focused on the road. It's run by a guy named Jonathan Mattis. He's the CEO, and he joins us right now on the phone from San Francisco and Zen Drive's headquarters. Jonathan, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today was the big Google I.O. conference, their annual developer conference, which kicks off tomorrow. And I, you know, you were early at Google, employee number 25 at Android. And I wonder, what is it that you think Google gets right? Is it just that the search engine and the advertising attached to it works so well they can do anything else they want, or is there a secret sauce down there?
Thank you for having me. I think the real secret or the real focus for Google I.O. is developers. And one of the things that Google has really been the best at globally is engaging with developer worldwide and making their Android and their Chrome browser super attractive to the developer ecosystem. You're going to see a lot of excitement in Mountain View, where thousands of developers are going to visit with Google headquarters and check out some of the best and the latest from the mothership.
Well, I guess furthermore, I mean, is that relationship really open? I mean, is it, they obviously do a lot to draw talent. They famously pay more than anybody else in Silicon Valley. But I wonder if that sort of back and forth relationship sort of works with developers who are outside of Google.
Exactly. This is the focus of Google I.O. So Google I.O. is all about the APIs and the services and the tools that Google provides third-party developers to release experiences, applications, and features to Android and to Chrome users. And so some of the most anticipated new items coming out of Google I.O. are probably going to be around the new operating system from Google, Google O, which is rumored to be called Oreo, and also around the Google Assistant, and perhaps also in the artificial intelligence realm around their open TensorFlow platform that allows third parties to tap on some of the machine learning powers that Google has and build interesting experiences around those.
What kind of company do you think Google really wants to be going forward?
Google is a company that exists in everything and everywhere that we are sharing our lives these days. So whether it's communications, whether it's getting online, whether it's finding information, finding your way around the world, Google is really looking to be your assistant in any and everything that you're trying to do. And I think that their push into artificial intelligence and their emphasis on their assistant, which they're rumored to be bringing to iOS for the first time, is a very interesting trend to note.
So let me ask you about Zendrive then. So, you know, you spent all this time at Google, you spent time at Facebook as well. I wonder sort of what you're trying to take from the lessons of how that business, those businesses work at your business at Zendrive.
Sure, absolutely. So Zendrive is a mission-driven company. Our mission is to make roads safe using data and analytics. And some of the lessons that I picked up at Google and at Facebook are related to serving millions and millions of mobile users and building a developer platform to scale into helping all of those mobile users. We have recently hit what's called in Silicon Valley the hockey stick, meaning exponential growth curve, and I can only attribute that to the work we're doing with our partners and with our developers, which very much echoes what Google and what Facebook have been doing in support of their mobile strategies. And so at Zendrive, we're trying to save lives by making third-party applications capable of detecting crashes, of giving drivers feedback to their driver behavior, and sharing key information with municipalities and cities so they can plan roads better and prevent loss of life on the road.
How might this come into use, I'm just thinking, with autonomous vehicles? Is there going to be kind of a connection? Do we need this kind of connection to make it safer, right? Because I think that's what's kind of holding it back at this point. I think everybody sees the technology, it can be done, but there's that safety component. A brain works pretty fast in making decisions about things, but how do you make technology work that instantaneously?
Absolutely. So autonomous vehicles really at the forefront of transportation, and there's a lot of very smart and resourceful players that are trying to make a dent and get first to market. I think the really interesting question is not so much about the technology, which I'm pretty confident Google and Uber and Tesla and others will be able to solve pretty elegantly. I think the question is a question of regulation and market adoption. And really what's top of mind in that context is, when do you give an autonomous vehicle a so-called driver license? In other words, when is an autonomous vehicle safe enough to participate and share the road, right? We're not able to change our infrastructure and create lanes that are dedicated just for autonomous vehicles. They're going to need to share the road with humans. And that interaction is something that is difficult to predict. It's certainly something that technology can handle, but there's an interface or an interconnection here with regulators and with the public opinion. And I think that's a big question mark about the technology. And that's also something that Zendrive is helping with. Again, the massive data set that we've collected, we can help autonomous vehicle makers understand how drivers behave in every market under any weather conditions, etc., and train their systems to better serve the safety of those arteries.
Until there's a cyber hack. I'm just saying.
That never happens.
Yeah. That never happens, right?
And I'm an optimistic kind of gal. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Interesting, interesting stuff. Jonathan, really good to get some time with you, and look forward to hearing more of what you guys are working on. Jonathan Mattis, co-founder, chief executive officer at ZenDrive, joining us on the phone from San Francisco.
Let's get to Ed Baxter right now. Look what's happening next on Bloomberg Radio, Ed.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Hey, Carol. Exclusive interview. Kevin Cirilli did a wonderful job on this. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. It's our exclusive made news. We have it for you on Bloomberg Best. I'll look at Sears' rapid downfall from the upper echelons of American retail. And former CIA Director James Woolsey talking about the Trump administration and problems there. Problems in the Trump administration. No. There aren't any problems, are there? Are there any problems?
Everything's going according to plan.
Nothing.
No. Yeah. Is there any intelligence? I'm talking about information, not about the administration.
Baxter, with us here on Bloomberg Radio. I'm the next Ed. I'm trying to keep you.
I know.
Keep you with us.
I appreciate that.
Are you going to listen to Bloomberg?
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.